Mark Spears here on 95.7 The Game. I know that you haven't seen it with your own eyes yet, but the practice facilities that these guys have are basically just their courts laid down in ballrooms. When do they start inter-squad scrimmages, if at all? And I've heard that the opening seeding round is essentially going to be used like a preseason exposition, which makes me think, why didn't they just go with 16 teams instead of 22 if they're admitting a lot of this is throwaway?
Well, I mean, I think they're calling them scrimmages. They start on the 21st. They may be on television. I think that's still being worked out. So we get out of quarantine like a day or two before those begin. Those eight games mean something, though. Even if you're like a team like Phoenix, they mean something. And because you could be a spoiler and mess up somebody's seating, who knows when Russell Westbrook gets here. Maybe he misses some of the beginning of it. That could be very crucial to Houston and where they land. So, I mean, I think the reason why they invited 22 teams, which I thought was way too many, is if the teams could get to 70 games, they don't have to give any of that, you know, sponsorship money back, which means the Warriors probably have to. I'm not totally certain on it because they didn't reach 70 games. But I know that was a magic number. And, in terms of like San Antonio's only played 63 games. So they needed at least 77 games to get to 80. So I think that's why – I think that is the reason why you're seeing 22 teams more than wink, wink, we're trying to give every – the teams that had a shot, a chance. I mean, come on, you know Phoenix didn't have a chance. Do those teams outside the eight in the East really have a chance. But I think those were more of a financial reason to do that. But I thought perhaps from a health standpoint it was a big risk. But after being here and seeing this and seeing the technology that they're using and the painstaking things that they're doing, there's always a chance for failure, but if anything is set up right, I think the NBA has done an amazing job that scientifically is on a different level. It's something that the NFL needs to certainly look at before they figure out what they're going to do, but I doubt they will.
How would you view of the people in the bubble that you are trying to sort of talk to one way or another? Do you get a sense that they are optimistic that they can go from beginning to end on this? Or is there more of a feel of, we're just going to go day by day, and if it blows up, it blows up?
I think they probably agree with me, like, once they got in there and saw it. And then there's cameras everywhere. Like, two guys got suspended basically for trying to go past the line and getting takeout. So now you got Rashard Holmes from the Kings. He went past a boundary so he could get some takeout or whatever, and now he has to quarantine for another 10 days. So for the people like thinking, ha ha, they're going to sneak somebody in, that's going to be hard to do. It's Disney. They got cameras everywhere. When I came in, there were two checkpoints that they brought me into, just to go check into my hotel. It's not worth the drama that comes with trying to do something funny. So, I mean, two guys got busted for making a mistake on takeout. So I can only imagine if somebody tried to do something more than that. And so I'm going to live by the rules. I'm going to stay in my room till I can get out. And as much as I would love to visit with some of my NBA brethren, if they tell me not, or I'll have some punishment, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just live up to what they are going to tell me to do and try to make it as comfortable as experience as possible.
We're starting to see some of the, slogans people are going to wear on their backs come out. But have you heard anything beyond words on the court, words on jerseys, in terms of what the league's social justice actions are going to be? Because they certainly talked big about taking action.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, or some of it, is going to be to be seen. There'll be more PSAs. There'll be things around the court other than Black Lives Matter on the court. They're going to have, the electric boards. They'll have things there. when the game first starts, the first game, there's going to be some grand thing that they're going to do during the first night, whether it's somebody singing the national anthem or lift every voice and sing. So I think a lot of it, the NBA wants to be a surprise. They want to have an effect by it. Now, some of the players are deciding not to wear it. I mean, it's their prerogative. I think the one thing that's missed is the perhaps a lack of uniformity. Also, especially with some of the stars, man, I think they have a worldwide platform that could impact people from all over the world. To me, there could be a child who lives in a really, really racist environment, but I love X player. An X player had this on the back of their jersey, so perhaps I'm going to research more about Black Lives Matter or, you know, social justice, whatever social justice message they have. It might inspire people to do more research on their own, a child to do more research on his own, a teenager. And I think we can't, you know, downplay the impact that these guys have. And I think when they play, the way the cameras are going to be, the constant of so-and-so made a shot and you see it on the back of their jerseys, and then after the game, they could talk about the message on the back of their jersey. I think it's a really cool, great thing that they're doing. I mean, some guys ain't believing it or feeling it for whatever reason, but I really like it, and I think it's going to have a nice impact.
He swears to be a good citizen of the bubble. No violations will be committed by Mark Spears. Thank you very much. This is the first time, Mark, we've had any look inside. We appreciate it. Stay safe and sound. Mathematically, you might be in one of the more healthy places to be in America, which is kind of nuts. So
I really believe so.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this. I got 1,000 messages about be safe. I'm like, y'all be safe.
No kidding. Mark, thanks a lot, man.
I'm good compared to everybody else.
Really appreciate it. Mark Spears here on 95.7 The Game.